I'll just welcome you folks to our September meeting of the Design Review Board. I think most of you are familiar with how our process works, and we'll have a motion on the minutes in just a few minutes, and then after that we'll have our acting secretary, Vaughn, who will read that first application in the Old Lakin Overlay District. But again, welcome you, and then when we read out your application, if you come to the, I believe we're using the center lectern now, and give us your name. We'll get to that point. Do I hear a motion on the minutes?
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes for the August work session and regular Design Review Board meeting. If you all would go ahead and vote on that. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, I think we're ready for the first application, Vaughn.
Okay, the first application is, as you said, in the Old Lakin Overlay District. This is 138 Fairfield Street, the St. Mary Help of Christians Church, tax parcel 121-30-02-007. And the applicant is requesting approval of the submitted plans that are in your packet for the construction of an outdoor shrine in the garden area that is located on the northeast side of the church. The proposed shrine will be enclosed on three sides with stucco walls matching the color of the stucco on the main church building. The proposed shrine will have a standing seam metal roof, also colored to match similar materials on the main church building. The shrine is proposed to be approximately 12 feet tall and will sit centered along the portion of the fence enclosing the garden that separates the church property from the rear of the adjacent property on Fairfield Street, which is the funeral home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have the applicant tonight, one of you, I believe. Hey. That one might work too, but this one's probably more convenient.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Force of habit. My name is Ernie Chappett. I'm a chairman of the building committee for St. Mary's Help of Christians Church, and I'd be glad to answer any questions that the board may have about the application.
Mm-hmm. Do you all have, as always, your submittals are very clear and logical in the way it's presented, Ernie, so I appreciate that. That makes it a whole lot easier for us. This is the garden. It'll actually be on Union Street. This is where the garden is. And it's partially hidden behind that existing building, I guess.
We use the shrine that you're looking at was designed by McCreary Architects, who is the architects for the church itself. We emphasize that we want to have a cohesive campus, and he provided the ability to do that with regard to materials, colors, things like that. The actual image inside the shrine will be in mosaic tiles. It'll be fabricated by a local artist who's also a member of our parish. So we think it'll be visible from Union Street. We think it'll be a real attractive addition to our church and our North Garden area, which is part of our master plan. And we think it will also enhance the vistas of the city on Union Street, which the city is trying to develop that area. So we think it fits both your needs and our needs.
And I'll just go ahead and ask out of curiosity. It looks like maybe the little benches, this seating area, is part of this application where the garden walk.
It's
the top drawing right there, yeah, top, upper right. Mm-hmm. That's actually part of this too. Where
yes,
you're,
it is.
You're widening the walk.
Partly.
Mm-hmm.
The sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
This sidewalk, yes, these are new.
this is a shrine right here.
Mm-hmm.
But having a patio area in front,
mm-hmm.
and the adventure is
right.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is Paul Maddox, who's a member of the building committee, and who's helped very much in a lot of detail with regard to the design.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, thank you. I'm going to ask if there's anyone who'd like to speak in favor or in opposition to the shrine. I don't think Todd wants to do that, but he's the rest of our congregation tonight. Seen no one here, we'll go ahead and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to Certificate 17-001004, ask that I make a motion that it be submitted as approved, that we approve it as submitted.
Second.
Well, we have a motion and second. Okay, is there any discussion? No. Okay. All in favor of the application as submitted, raise your right hand. Okay, so it's approved. And this is the application for the St. Mary Health Christian Shrine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The second application tonight is in the Historic Overlay District. This is CERH 17-005. Address of 126 South Boundary Avenue, tax parcel 105-12-04-001. The applicant is requesting approval for the modification of a brick patio and walkway at the front entrance of the house, which faces South Boundary Avenue. This is a contributing structure known as the Dorset Cottage. The purpose of the modification is to reduce the size of the brick patio and modify the exit step from the home, as well as to make some modifications to the walkway leading from the street to the patio and entryway. The reduction in the size of the patio will bring it into approximately the drip line of the roof covering the entryway at the front door. And the reason stated for the proposed modification is to correct some drainage problems that exist, which have been causing water damage to the home. The applicant is also requesting approval for the modification of the front gate and the fence along South Boundary Avenue to make it more accessible, a wider opening from the property onto the street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think we have the applicant here tonight. If you could come forward and give us your name for the record, please.
My name is Todd Still, Fire Escape, and I'm here, I guess, representing Miss Eaton.
Mm-hmm. Good. I think we discussed in work session, I believe it's pretty clear what the problem is, and I guess you all got some of the patio removed just to access the left-hand side already.
Yeah, they removed probably about 2 feet, 2.5 feet.
Good.
And removed that on as you're facing the house walking through the front door. They removed that on the left hand side, and then on the right hand side there was like a little brick retaining wall, but it was all ivy grown. Once they pulled all that out, it was growing in all the house, all that stuff.
And it looks like that, if you're familiar with that particular, even that photograph, one retaining wall is within 18 inches of the house or so.
Yeah.
But this one on the left-hand side will actually be up closer to the drive and the gate, so that you'll be able to lower the grade in front of the house on that side.
On that, yeah.
Might as well fix it.
Take all that and bring that down. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we're going to from the east side to the west side. We'll have a pipe on the right-hand side. And then we'll also have another one on the left-hand side that we'll construct up underneath all this. And they put the new patio back.
But when water comes down the drive and down that curb, and if it does then flow over into the yard, you can pick it up and get
it up. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it all up before it gets within about 8 or 10 feet of the house.
Right.
And we should be able to have enough drop in elevation at that point in time. They put an addition in the hole, so we might even be able to get down low enough that we get some of that water too.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's a civil engineering problem is really what it is, but it actually affects us. You know, this patio thing is a part of our jurisdiction, and so it makes sense what you're wanting to do. Does anyone have any? Yes, we have a question from Ben.
Mr. Still, are you planning on changing the way the fence looks, or is it going to be the same type of material?
I think it'll be the exact same fence. I think my
double gate.
It's kind of a picket fence, so I think also to do is we'll probably just recess that back and just do exactly what we have, just make it
right
in proportion.
I guess eventually you're trying to get the water out to the street. Are you going to use a mechanical means to get it up and over there, or is it going to drain out there?
I'm hoping we can gravity feed it down there,
right.
But if we have to, we might. But I think once we get past the house, I think we have enough elevation that we can fall.
Good.
But at the same time, you know, we might put in something. But knowing we put that in, we do have a fail-safe where it'll gravity feed anyhow.
Has City Public Works looked at this at all, where that curb comes in and diverts street water into the... That's probably the city right away.
That's part of it, and we addressed it on the right-hand side. I spoke with Tom Rapp probably in the past spring, I think right after he bought the place.
Yeah.
We moved a lot of the junk in there, and then we replaced that with some better material. And so we addressed some of that, but as we've cleaned that out, it's working a little bit better, but a lot of the water is coming off the street and coming down that way. And then we did have... we removed one of the trees, moved some trees on the front side, but also removed part of a tree on a water oak that was dying on her property, at which point I had an arborist over there. And he said that, you know, we might be able to sit there and take a little bit of that root.
There's a pipe under or something.
There's a root that's run right across the
track. Yeah, because there's a box on the... There's a box
right on the other side, yeah.
But the water doesn't get to it. It runs into the tree root and goes straight into the yard.
Comes up over and then comes right down our front walkway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think you're doing what needs to be done. And now there's a basket weave kind of pattern of brick. Now, can y'all...
Same thing.
Okay, yeah. For that stoop, and I think raising up makes a lot of sense too. Okay, any other questions? Okay, good. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'll again ask if anyone has comments about this application at 126 South Boundary. They are welcome to come forward, and I don't see anyone. So we'll have a motion, hopefully.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve application CERH 17-005 as submitted.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion. 2 seconds. Any further discussion?
Well, I'd like to say if any time we've got water damaging a contributing property, I'm all in favor of mitigating that any way we can. So I'm glad this is being done.
Yeah, it's needed because the sills are rotted there at the front. Yeah. Good. Okay, all in favor of this application, raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved, and we're good to go, Tom. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's our agenda for tonight. Got right, Vaughn? So we'll adjourn this meeting, and then again remind everyone about next Tuesday at 4. Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
That's right. That's why
that's
smiling.
That's why you're grinning like a Cheshire cat.
That's exactly right. So okay. I may come, but don't count on it.
Just for entertainment. Yeah.